This is GQDN for Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Really good. They are really, really good. If you do that, you put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games that have been announced, Marvel Rivals news as well, and of course PlayStation still blocking some games. PlayStation doing PlayStation things. But today we begin with Wowhead, because there was an interview with Morgan Day for some of the classic stuff. And within the interview, they talked about some healing in Mythic, because there was a lot of feedback about the health bars and the rubber banding. And they were talking about rotation as healers, and some of the mistakes were made because of the rotation. Someone would die, along with some other things. That would include the Trinity, which would be the tank healer DPS rules, without healers. They talked about Season 1, and the level Squish and Mythic Zeros, Delves, well, the Delves, and the UI add-ons. So you can go check that out. But we do know that they do play some Pokemon. My Nintendo News did say that Pokemon presentation will be next month. No, next week. Not next month. I misspoke. It is this month. It's next week. My bad. Because the Pokemon Presents will kick off Thursday the 27th at 6 a.m. Pacific Time. 9 a.m. EST. Now, it's not clear what the runtime is, but we shall see what happens there with Pokemon. You know there's going to be some video games in there too. But I bet they won't be delayed like this one is. DualShockers.com did say that Delta Force has delayed the console release. And that's where the team Delta, or Jade's Delta Force, was talking about the game itself. And the game director, Shadow Go, did have a video Q&A session and said that, well, we got some bad news. And they said that the game console's release, anticipated for quarter one, 2025, might be unlikely. And the biggest problem that they have is they're trying to get things to work between platforms. That way there could be a level playing field, because some of the games did work around the issue, isolating the PC players from the consoles. And Team Jade does not want to do that, because they want to provide players with full experience. We'll keep our eyes on it. And you better believe that they could be up on PlayStation. But PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that a lot of the games are still blocked in a lot of countries. And this is an update that we've been doing over the past few months. And there is still some backlash about that decision. Because, once again, PlayStation wants you to create an account on your PC. But the PlayStation Network isn't available in a lot of countries. And one of the games that cannot be played now is Lost Soul Aside. And right now, these Stellar Blade players are all worried about it as well. And that's only if Sony does choose to publish the game on PC. That means 130 countries could be locked out of the purchasing the title. We'll keep our eyes on it. Now, something that did slip through our fingers was that, according to GameSpot.com, Amazon nearly purchased Steam. Ethan Evans was talking about that to PC Gamer, and he did provide his LinkedIn account, and he put up a huge post. Here's some of it. Quote, Steam was a store, a social network, a library, and trophy case all in one, and it worked well. At Amazon, we assumed that the size and visibility would be enough to attract customers, but we underestimated the power of existing user habits. We never validated our core assumptions before investing heavily in solutions. The truth is that gamers already had the solution to their problems, and they weren't going to switch platforms just because a new one was available. We needed to build something dramatically better, but we failed to do so. And we needed to validate our assumptions about our customers before starting to build, but we never really did that either. Just because you are big enough to build something that doesn't even mean people will use it. end quote. Now we go to the esports corner. And according to Esports Insider, the esports engine was impacted by the ESL Faceit Group layoffs. Because Esports Engine, because of that, is now undergoing layoffs themselves. In fact, the ESL Faceit Group is now expected to close the Burbank, California facility and letting all the employees from the office go. So, they did deliver a post. Here's the quote, at least some of it. As a part of EFG's mission to maintain and grow position as the world's leading esports business, it is important that we are consistently evolving and finding ways to enhance the services that we offer our partners. With this in mind, we have decided that by concentrating our focus on establishing one state-of-the-art studio in Columbus, Ohio, rather than spreading the load across two locations, it will enable us to improve the quality and quantity of the work we can deliver. As such, we'll be closing down our Burbank studio and moving the team and services to Columbus, whilst the majority of our employees who are based out of our Burbank studio will transfer to Columbus. Either though, relocation or remote work, a small number will be leaving EFG. We thank those people greatly for their experienced work. Now, that's between 20 and 30 employees that works at the Esports Engine in the Burbank offices. Good luck to the rest of them. Now we get to some other news, including GTA 5, because there's now a new PC version that will add the Xbox Series X and X feature for free. And that is a free update for GTA 5 next month that will bring it in line with the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. What that means is you'll have improved graphics, options, faster loading times, and some other vehicles and performance upgrades, and being animals and other stuff. The upgrade will be available on March 4th. So if you play GTA 5, on PC, there's good stuff coming. Now we go to Gamatsu.com because there's a game being made by Saber Interactive and is based on the tentpole Hasbro IP. And that's what the Hasbro CEO, Chris Cox, did say on an earnings call today. Here's what he said, quote, "We will have many digital collaborations in the works, but I'm especially excited to announce this one today, being a personal fan of many of this team's games. Hasbro and Saber Interactive will be collaborating in an all-new video game partnership developed by the team behind 2024's mega-hit Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2. Combining high-octane single-player action and amazing multiplayer with Saber Swarm tech, this is a new AAA title based on one of our templates IPs. It's sure to be a hit. We will use the Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine team to develop the project," end quote. Now, the Hasbro property was not announced, but the brands, what they have are Dungeons & Dragons, G.I. Joe, Magic the Gathering, Power Rangers, and Transformers. Don't forget them. Now we'll talk about earnings calls because NetEase also had theirs, and DualShockers.com did say that Marvel Rivals, according to the earnings call, did boast 40 million players and a $2.9 billion revenue. And that 40 million players was an increase of 1.5% compared to 2023. And NetEase did see that they raised $2.9 billion in revenue from Marvel Rivals. That said, they still let people go because they adjusted the Marvel Rivals development team structure for organizational reasons to optimize the development efficiency to the game. Partial quote there. We'll keep our eyes on them, both good and bad. But this may be good. PushSquare.com did say that MLB The Show will have some first-person fielding on PlayStation 5. In fact, there's a YouTube post where MLB The Show 25 did show the fielding feedback. And it did show that you will be stepping into the cleats of a player that catches the ball. It's getting a little bit more real out there. That it is. One last thing before we go. IGN did say that the Samurai Pizza Cats Blast from the Past is being made. In fact, there was a trailer, and they were going over the video game from the 1990s cartoon that was called the Samurai Pizza Cats Blast from the Past. And it is in development for all the major platforms. Now, Some of the voice casts, well, that would include Rick Jones, Sonia Ball, Terrence Scammell, Dean Hikabin, and maybe a little bit more than that. Now, the game is described to be a 2D action RPG, so figure it's about 2 to 3 years out. But still, another cartoon coming to video games. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Watch out for those samurais, people. Go play some video games, okay? We'll see you tomorrow.